Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. I am so excited for this episode, and now I get it. I say that every time. It's pretty much like built into my intro. However, I'm serious because I'm about to talk to you about something that's so near and dear to my heart that it is transformed my life and business, but it's also something I have been saying forever. Now, I used to hide what I'm about to say, especially in the corporate space when I worked in tech, even in higher education. Being the youngest female director in my space back in the day, or being one of the only women in the room, I often had to wear a very masculine energy, a very masculine face, if you will. And it was all hustle culture and get shit done and work late and come in early and go, go, go. And to me, that was a no. I did not feel at home for a long time coming up the corporate ladder. Like learning to be a manager was uncomfortable for me because, and this is the craziest part. So I learned my first manager title, or actually it was a director title. I went from specialist to director. And that first title was given to me, and I learned from a man who learned from a super masculine woman. And so I thought you had to act that way to be a leader. Very masculine, button-up suits. I wore a tie one day. Like, it was adorable, of course, but it just wasn't me. I embodied that masculine energy to get the titles, get the salary, and even the parking spot, and to really get my team to do what they needed to do. I watched a very masculine leader in my organization. He had military background. He was very tough and rugged. And I watched how he led his people, and it was very masculine. So I followed suit. I thought in order to get stuff done, to be successful, I had to be that way too. And it just didn't feel right. It was like a pair of pants that just were too tight, but not in a good way. It was very uncomfortable, needless to say. And so as I progressed in the corporate space, dabbled in entrepreneurship, and definitely when I went full-time in entrepreneurship in the last 5 years, I'm absolutely going to name drop my 5-year anniversary a few times in this episode because I'm still celebrating. Anyway, so I started to incorporate more feminine energy, more women coaches who talked in a different way, who cared about their feelings and all that stuff. So back when, even when I was younger, unfortunately, I was always told that I was over emotional and that it would be the detriment to my career, to my life. You're so emotional. Why are you always crying? Blah, 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 blah. Like, I hated it because I was, I mean, I cried today doing something that was business. I'm a crier, people. I feel all the feelings and I'm not apologizing for it. I even have a hoodie. I may make it the podcast episode photo, is the hoodie I have that talks about, you know, being awesome, but also crying. Like, it just is what it is. I am always up in my feels. And it wasn't until I learned that it was a superpower that I really embraced what people now call woo. And this episode is called Woo is the Glue for a Reason. So it's a phrase that I have said for at least the last 10 years. Once I really started to tap into my more feminine side of entrepreneurship, of life, of business. And it wasn't when I started wearing tutus, let me tell you, although that is a result of woo being a part of my life. It was when I started to feel almost choked by the masculine energy that I lost my voice and I started to really dim my light, if you will. I thought I had to get in and get out. Less is more, right? That's what I learned, how to be a manager. And it just didn't suit me well. So now the people I work with, and for the last 5 or so years, the people I work with, the coaches I hire, the clients I take on, have to have this sense of woo to them. Now, what is woo? All right, it's a you know, a pop term that probably is going around, and we've been using it for years to encompass spirituality, intuition, feminine energy, masculine energy. So all the things that are not like very, I mean, it is scientific, but to me, woo is a feeling. Woo is a way of life. But I think the woo makes it like cartoonizes what it actually is. And for me, woo is definitely the glue. So I'm going to dive into some real practical things here. That's my masculine coming out because I haven't gotten rid of it yet at all. I'm not going to. I'm going to talk to you about balancing the masculine and the feminine. I'm going to talk to you about how woo, being the glue, the spirituality, embracing our intuition, talking to our guides, how all of that acts as the glue for everything we do. All right, so let's dive in. Woo in general, or spirituality, or intuition, learning to trust my gut, has been a part of my life for some time now. But it wasn't until I found the right guide that I really embraced it and saw the effects of it. So embodying this higher level of myself, the spirituality, the talking to my guides, to bringing God in as my divine board of directors. I've got a whole board of them. But bringing that spiritual side to my business transformed everything. And it's a little bit about balancing the masculine and energy, of course. And I actually don't want to get too much into that today, because my coach, Jess, and I are creating a full masterclass for anyone who's interested. I'll drop the details in the show notes. It's happening this Friday, and then it will be available after. So don't stress if you're listening to this, you know, not in real time. But how I've paired woo through her guidance with my very focused action and strategy to be able to have the best year I've ever had in life and business. And so it's about balancing it, but it's also when we can fully embody both the woo and the strategy for whatever goal we're looking to achieve, that is actually when the magic happens. People say that woo is magic. I think woo is glue. And here, I'm gonna break it all down to you. I'm gonna unlock it all. And let's just dive in, because I can just like riff on this forever, but I want to be a little more strategic. Because I love being strategic, because that's what I think, that's a huge part of what gets things done, is the strategy side. But it's the woo side that really helps us to do it in a way that feels good. So I'd say about 4 years ago, I did a branding session with a Manhattan company who were fabulous. They created websites, they did personal branding, company branding, and I spent 2 hours talking about who I am, who I work with, what I do, my personal philosophies, my spiritual wisdom, all the things. And she came up with this phrase that would encompass me and everything I do. And it was called the inspired hustle. Now, I was very turned off by the word hustle, because I had been embracing the spiritual side of myself for a while at that point. And I just felt the word hustle was too yucky. And the word inspired, which was supposed to balance the hustle, I don't think was enough. It wasn't a strong enough balance. Inspired, absolutely. Like, we talk about taking inspired action. I think the word inspired next to action makes complete sense. I think inspired next to hustle makes a little sense, but it just didn't hit the nail on the head, if you will, when it came to my branding. But she seemed to really understand me. It was just the words that I didn't feel right with. Now, the masculine side of me really tried to force this inspired hustle brand. I even put it on my website for a while. It was almost the name of this podcast because I paid so much money and I worked with experts in New York City. Oh my gosh. And it was the biggest investment financially I had ever made at that point in my business, and just cut a check for thousands of dollars to come up with this one phrase. And so I was like, yo, I'm not wasting that money. I'm using it. And it felt very forced. And I knew after a while, it just wasn't it. So it was the inspired side, or the woo side, my intuition that told me this doesn't feel right. And for a while, I blocked it out. I didn't trust it. And it prolonged my success, and it prolonged the birth of the Own Your Awesome brand, which came to me divinely guided, if you will. So there's a few different examples I talk about when I had ignored this feminine spiritual side of me, and it hurt me in life, career, business. I, as you all know, if you've listened to me or followed me at all, you know I've been laid off multiple times in the corporate environment. And after the second layoff, I knew that I was not meant to be in the corporate space anymore. I had devoted my life, my energy, my work to what I was doing for that organization. And I drank the Kool-Aid, man, you know me and Kool-Aid. I'm all in, I'm either in or I'm out. And I was in. I quit my side hustle. I stopped speaking for a while. I was just all in on this company. I thought I'd retire there, which is hilarious that I even said the word retire at one point, because that's weird for me. And so I was all in. And after I got laid off, I was so confused. I was so confused because I was like, oh my gosh, like this was supposed to be it. Like this was the job. I made the money. I had the office. Everything was working out. People loved me. I loved them. I was doing work I really felt called to do. And I thought this was supposed to be it. What happened was I had been ignoring those little nudges from God saying, this isn't really for you. Because when I took time after the layoff to really audit and reflect what was happening. Now notice audit is very masculine and reflect is very feminine. So the minute I got quote unquote rejected, if you will, from the wrong place, little right actions started to come into my orbit, into my brain. I cleared the noise to be able to hear what God was telling me to do. So I audited what had been happening in that space, and it was toxic. I was actually masking the toxicness for the corporate game that I needed to learn to play better. And I was like, wait, what's actually happening is I'm being bullied and it's unacceptable. Because I was in the HR space, though, I really couldn't say too much. I really didn't have a lot of backing, unfortunately. So God saw that and he was like, it's time to go, sister. It's time to go. So I got released, and I used to feel so hurt by that release, if you will, that I didn't understand it was really a gift. And so I went back into another toxic corporate environment. And so here's the thing. The universe was knocking. God was knocking at my door saying, hi, excuse me, you're not meant to be in this sad gray cubicle in this bad space that's not for you. You're supposed to be doing your business full time. You're an entrepreneur. You're supposed to be helping women to shine a light on their awesome. You're not meant to be hidden in a conference room with the door closed and the lights off and people not taking you seriously. Because even trying to infuse this feminine energy, this real version of who I was at my core into my corporate environment, it didn't land. People weren't grasping it because they too were trapped in the masculine corporate cycle. And so it wasn't until I got laid off again for the third time that I finally looked up at God and said, I get it. You have been knocking for years now, and I have been ignoring it. So because I did not answer the knock, it knocked me down. And so it takes a while for us to understand what our intuition is telling us. Now, it can be God, the universe, higher self, whatever you want to call it. There is a force within our body, in our soul, in our mind. Shit, it's in our taste buds. Like, we could just taste when something's off. That force within us is so powerful. And that's why I think it can't be just named as woo, right? For one. But I understand the marketing value of the word woo. It's very fun. So I'll keep going with the woo, but that is how I describe woo, is essentially that feeling, that intuition, that knowing, the trusting, the guidance that we get that we can't explain. All of that inside of us is powerful. Oh, it is so powerful. And I don't care who you are, how you were raised, what your genetics are. We all have that inside of us. Now, that is what I call the glue. Because if you want anything to stick, any action you take, any result that you have had, any goal that you are striving for, if you want that to stick and compound and build momentum and expand to your wildest imagination, to your most awesome life that you could ever fathom for yourself, and then more, 10 times more, you need the woo to act as glue. I could have applied to 50 more jobs, which I did for a little bit. I went on multiple interviews, and on paper, they were perfect. I went back to higher education from the tech space. Back to higher education, I interviewed at every beautiful college in my area, virtual colleges, like big names. I got interviews. I got moved on to the next level. I got offers. I got big salary offers. And every one of them felt wrong because I am not meant to be in the corporate space full time. Now, it didn't feel like I can't be here. I feel like I wasn't like suffocating where like I walked in the building and I wanted to just like die. I just knew it wasn't for me full time, which is why I still work with companies. I work with colleges. They're my biggest clients, especially in the LinkedIn and personal branding space. I often walk into companies and into colleges and it doesn't feel yucky anymore. It actually feels so good to walk in because I'm walking in as my truest self. So you need that woo to act as the glue so you can expand and be solid, right? So think about, this doesn't sound funny. Usually I use the example of a snowman, but I just made crescent rolls this morning. So I'm going to talk to you about the butter and the ingredients, right? Like, I don't know everything that's in there. But as I was rolling these crescent rolls, I was leaving space so they weren't so tight. Either way, it was going to roll. They were going to apply heat, the oven was, and it was going to become a crescent roll. However, that butter, that, you know, little garlic that I sprinkled on there, that to me is like the best part, right? Like I can't really eat gluten anymore. So the rolls aren't the best part. I can't even eat them anyway. It's the butter and the garlic taste that goes on the carbs, on the roll, that actually make it delicious. Because if there was nothing and it was just the bread and we're rolling it up and putting it in the oven, it'd just be hot bread, right? It's the butter and the garlic. It's the glue that holds it, that whole flavor together and gives it the magical feeling in our taste buds. I must be hungry. If you're hungry too, I'm so sorry because of that analogy. But it made me think like, ah, this is the woo. This is the good stuff. And not that the bread's not good because we need the bread. Because if I was just rolling up garlic and butter, it'd just be a mess. So that goes to say that we can't just have the one without the other. We can't just go balls to the wall, max effort, hustle, hustle, hustle. We will burn out and die. We can't also, on the flip side, just be praying, making wishes, rubbing feathers all over us and hoping that that's going to get our bank account to look the way it needs to look or to get us that promotion. It's not. We have to have the combination. We can hustle our face off until it turns blue, but that just leads to burnout and that just leads to death. Let's be honest, death of our soul, death of our passions, death of our career, because that's what I did. And I got all those layoffs. It's not all the hustle and no flow. And it's not all the flow with no hustle. We have to infuse the woo with the work. That's what keeps us balanced. That's what keeps us together. That's why the word together is what made me think of like woo as the glue. If we want to hold it all together and make it solid, we need a binding agent. We need the glue. We need woo. And so woo keeps us together, mind, body, spirit, energy, momentum. You can't have one without the other. And it's just so important. Here's another example. When I first started to work in my business, I hired a coach who was very spiritual. I'm obsessed with her. I still am. I'm not going to name names when I talk about these coaches going forward because they were all fantastic. I talked to every one of them, but they know what I'm talking about. So I went very into the woo because I was escaping the masculine corporate space. So I hired a very intuitive coach and we did some cool stuff together, but I didn't make no money. Right? Like I felt better. I felt like I was on track. But by the end of our time together, I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a strategy. I didn't have no monies. So I went back to the corporate space and just kept side hustling as I was. And I felt I needed a little more of the masculine, a little more plan and strategy. So I did a strategy session, a one-off with a very strategic coach who's in her masculine. And that's where I was too in the corporate space. So I felt connected to her right away. And so we came up with a strategy and executed the plan and I made money. And so because it was just one strategy session, I know I needed more. So I joined a year-long program with another coach, very in her masculine as well. And I loved it. I made so much money. I had plans. Not all the plans. I had plans for offers. I had plans for how much I'm going to charge. I felt very powerful in that year and a half we worked together. That's when I started making multi six figures. I felt very like successful, but I wasn't doing the work I wanted to do. So unfortunately, I even told her at one point, I need more faith in my business. I felt very masculine. I didn't have any of the spirituality I had been yearning for and missing and knowing that I wanted to infuse in my business. And I had been led down an agency path for my LinkedIn services that I never wanted to go down. And if I was to ever expand, I would either exhaust myself, fully exhaust myself, or I'd have to hire a team, which I had zero interest in. I did not want to become an agency. I wanted to be a solopreneur with a few support people that, you know, 1099, whatever. And I wanted to do work that felt good in my soul, that God put me on this earth to do. He did not put me on this earth to write content for other people and post it for them on LinkedIn. He did put me on this earth to teach people how to do it and for the right price, do it for one person, but not for all the people, right? So big difference. So I had to find, because I had went the spiritual route and I had went the all masculine route, I knew I needed to find somebody who could do both. And I did. You hear me talk about her all the time. I found a coach who not only helped with the spiritual side of things, but also helped me to align my strategy to what felt good and made money. And it led me to the most magical year ever. And so obviously you've heard, if you listened to the last episode or if you've been watching me on LinkedIn, that coach is Jess, and I am name dropping because no surprise. So Jessica and I have teamed up together because she is way more in her feminine than I am. And I am way more in my strategic masculine energy than she is. And so oddly enough, I was her business coach for a while. She was one of my first mastermind clients. And so I helped her when she was leaving the 9-to-5 world and doing business. I helped her on the masculine side. She went off and learned all this magic and wisdom and taught it to me. We've found that the combination of my strategic wisdom and the intuitive side of things that I have infused into my business, along with her spiritual wisdom and intuitive, genius, I mean, she will not call herself a psychic, but she has tapped in so deeply into who she is and the guides that surround her and support her and taught me to do the same. We have both seen such growth in our business, but we both know it's the combination. You can't have one without the other. So we teamed up, of course, to create that masterclass called Wisdom and Woo. I'll drop it in the show notes. I won't get too into it, but you understand where I'm going. So woo is so much more than just crystals and moon cycles. It is about our intuition, our faith, and trusting the unseen. It's about changing your vibration to affect your opportunities. Like that is actually, if I could encompass, where's my highlighter? If I could encompass any line, it is aligning my vibration to attract the right opportunities. And that is what wisdom and woo is and what it can do for you. So I hope to see you on Friday. If not, I hope you purchase the course after the fact so you can learn more about this. Today's episode was showing you how valuable that side can be, but also letting you know we can't release the masculine. We cannot not have a plan. I also struggle a lot with leaning to one side over the other alternately each month. So when I am too on my woo side, I don't get anything done. Not a lot happens. Stuff happens because I've, you know, been magnetizing myself and praying and calling things in. So things move. I'm still in business. But then there are some times when I'm very in my masculine and I don't stop to listen and feel, and I start to burn out. So this is why when I say the woo is the glue, I'm not kidding, my friends. The woo is 100% the glue. So if I could stress one thing, it would 100% be to having a strategy and then releasing the outcomes. That's how I teach sales. That's how I teach business. It is essentially, I mean, here's even one more story, and then I'll end this episode with the invite. When I recently, last year, went to California and walked the red carpet to meet Jack Canfield and do all the things at the Success Summit, I went to California with like three dresses for this red carpet event, and I knew they weren't the dresses. One didn't fit right. Actually, two didn't fit right. One was just not fancy enough. And I was like, oh, I was so disappointed. And I even that day, we get to California. My husband's like, listen, we'll go shopping. It's California. We'll find you a dress. Like, no big deal. But I had ordered these dresses online months in advance. You know what I mean? So I was so disappointed that when I got these dresses in the mail, they did not look the way I needed them to look. I went in person to bridal shops, to fashion boutiques, everywhere. I couldn't find the dress. So the dress actually was still in the mail and it was stuck somewhere. So it was never going to get to me by time I got to California. So I was just so heartbroken. And so when I realized it wasn't happening, we did go shopping in California. And I was looking for a beautiful pink flowy dress, kind of like my tutu, but a dress, not an actual tutu. I wanted to class up my tutu, if you will, for the red carpet. And so I have these gorgeous blue glasses. My LinkedIn book is blue, like with accents of pink, of course. So my thought was I'd be holding the book with the pink dress. It'd be perfect. And so I went everywhere. We ended up going to the mall to look for dresses too, like Macy's, other places, and went to every shop and we're about to leave. My husband went off to get food. My daughter and I were hitting up like the last shop. And I said to my daughter, almost with tears in my eyes, I don't understand why God doesn't want me to have the dress for this red carpet. I'm so confused. And she's like, I know, mom, like, don't be upset. You look great in all the other dresses, you know, like being such a sweet girl. And I was like, I do have other dresses. They're great, but they just weren't the dress. You know what I mean? And I'd prayed for it. God, please find me this dress or send me to the store, or I don't care if I got to borrow it from somebody. And then at some point I said to myself, like, knock it off. It's just a dress. You could go there in pajamas and have the most amazing time because you own your awesome. You are who you are. You're a best-selling author. You're invited to this place for a reason. Who cares? Release the dress. So I said, fine. We actually were going down the escalator to leave, to meet my husband in the middle, to walk out of the mall. And he text messages me and says, hey, there's a dress store down here in this corner. Like, there's no other stores. It's just a random dress store. And it looks like the Deb from, like, years ago. Remember the Deb? And I was like, oh, that's not going to be the dress place for me. He's like, there's a tutu in the front window. And I was like, oh, my God, there's a tutu in the front window. I'll be right there. We ran down to the other end of the mall, which is nowhere where he got food. So he must have taken a random lap. And we get there, and in the window is literally like 98% an identical dress to the one that wasn't coming in the mail. This hot pink tutu looking thing. Well, did they not have my size? Of course not. We're in California and I'm a thick girl. They didn't have my size. I was so depressed. And so we're looking through all the racks of dresses. And the guy says to me, yeah, your sizes are back here. I was like, screw you. So I go in the back to the bigger girls, the XL section, right? And because these are tight dresses, so I'm going to be an XL in these dresses. And I find one that's gorgeous, but it's 3X. I'm like, oh my God, I'm trying it on anyway. I don't give a shit if I got to like duct tape it together, staple it. I didn't give a shit. This dress was gorgeous. And he goes, oh, that's too big for you. That's not for you. And takes it away from me. I go, no. Listen, this dress is beautiful. He's like, it's not at all what you're looking for. I said, I know, but this is the blue that is the same color blue as my glasses. This is the blue that's perfect. It's like LinkedIn blue. It's royal blue. It's gorgeous. It's perfect. And so he goes, oh, let me look in the back. I think I have a smaller one. He goes in the back. He finds the large. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be tight. It's going to be so tight because it's large, right? And I'm an X large in this store. And so he's like, just try it on. It was like spandexy. I put it on. I had four other dresses to put on, all pink. It fit like a freaking glove. It has the big blue shoulder bow with rhinestones and diamonds. Did I not bring diamond shoes just in case when I packed my suitcase? I almost didn't because I couldn't like fit them anywhere, but I wiggled some spots and I fit it. And it was like these diamond shoes were not even supposed to come with me to California. I go to California. I can't find the dress. I'm all, God, why? And then I release the outcomes and there's the dress. It's the dress I wore on the red carpet. You see the photos of me on LinkedIn, Instagram. It was the most gorgeous dress and it was perfect. And it wasn't pink and it didn't match anything I thought I was going to wear. And I was like the belle of the ball. Like in California, in LA, on a red carpet, I was shining like a freaking star. And I couldn't have been happier. What does this tell you? Release the outcomes, release the pressure. But it tells you that when you trust that something's meant to happen because you feel it at your core, you have to believe it's about to happen. And it's okay if it doesn't, because you will be okay. And that's actually, that release is when that happens. And to me, that is the glue. That is the woo that makes everything possible. And so that is how I planned the rest of my year, was wanting the best, expecting the best, and releasing it. And that, my friends, is 100% what we're going to teach you in Wisdom and Woo. So if you are like all the tingles right now, I get it. Me too. So I want you to join us for Wisdom and Woo this Friday, the 7th, 12 p.m. Eastern time. I will put the link in the show notes. You can sign up the minute before. I don't care. Just show up. If you can't show up, buy the course. It's $111 because, you know, angel numbers. We'll teach you about that too. It's $111. It's the cheapest thing you will ever find that will give you the biggest transformation in a 60-minute course. We'll be there for Q&A. That's the bonus for showing up live. If you can't make it, but you still want the course, buy the course, buy the masterclass, and you will get the replay. And so the replay comes with the Q&A, so you will not miss that. Please do a favor to yourself. Like, this is, if you are like, I always want to invest in coaches, I can't afford them, I want to buy this fabulous course or hire this person, but I can't, this is it. You can. This is $111. And if you're like, Miranda, I can't feed my kids tomorrow, DM me. We'll have a conversation, because this course is for anyone. If anyone who has a goal, anyone who's wondering what's happening in their life, they feel stuck, we are going to change it all. And all these little examples I've given you is 100% me doing what we're going to teach you. All right, friends, thank you so much for joining me. Another episode of Own Your Awesome. I can't wait to see you in Wisdom and Woo. Check the show notes for details. And until next time, keep being awesome.